dad had one. It was called a two-way plow, that you could go up and come back the same way. Or
Did you ever have
gang
any,
plow. Gang plow. Okay. It had two or three blades on it.
Okay. Do you ever have anything like a Lister?
Yeah, that's a planter. We didn't
Your Listers was in the corn country, not in this country.
We didn't call them Listers here.
Okay. Have you ever heard of a G-Whiz?
A what?
A G-Whiz. Mm-hmm. Is that a word that's familiar? Would they have ever used anything like a harrow? A spring tooth or a spike tooth harrow?
Yeah, we had harrow. My dad used to use a harrow sometimes on his land that he planted potatoes or something, kind of smooth the ground up.
Okay, kind of break it up a little, make it a little finer. Okay. I was wondering if they ever had any other kind of large farming equipment that they would move a lot of earth with, and that could scoop up earth and move it with. It might be drawn by horses. I was wondering if you've ever heard of a buck scraper or a Fresno.
I've heard of Fresnos.
Okay. Did your folks have a Fresno?
No, they didn't.
They didn't. I guess they wouldn't have used those in this area. I guess they would have had to have used them.
They used a lot of Fresnos in building the roads here in early days.
Mm. Okay. I know a lot of times they use them also for cutting out irrigation ditches and things like that. As well. Do you have to do a lot of irrigating in this area
keep water on this hay meadow the whole summer until about a month before they put up their hay. Mm. So they have to have ditches so the water will get to all parts of it.
And that's what they call them, irrigation ditches?
Yes, I guess you'd call them irrigation ditches.
And the little ditches off of them are called laterals.
Laterals. Okay. Would they ever call them canals?
No.
Not here.
Okay, great. Can you think of any other tools that were used on the ranch that we haven't talked about? Any other tools, any of the old-time tools?
Pitchforks.
Okay.
Shovels.
Adz.
Hammers. Okay. Wood saws, two-man saws, buck saws.
Okay. What would the sheep herders have used to shear to cut the wool off the sheep?
Well, they were shears.
Okay. And this is just pronunciation, Adam. The thing that I drove up in is called a...
car.
Okay. Did your father have guns when you were...
Yes, he did. He had a 22 special, and he had a 30-30.
Okay.
That was his two special guns.
Okay. Do you have any handguns, pistols?
No, he never did.
Okay. Would they call them handguns or pistols in this area?
Pistols, I think.
Okay. And the thing you put into a rifle, into the chamber of a rifle, is called?
Shells, cartridges.
Okay, great. I was wondering, back on the ranch, would they have used different kinds of trucks?
We had a Ford truck, my dad had. Before that, we just used horses.
Okay. What kind of wagons would they have had?
Lumber wagons, spring wagons, single buggies.
A lot of different kinds. People just think it was like a wagon, and they don't realize you had a wagon for a lot of different uses. Just a little bit before here, and we'll stop. We'll take a break. Mentioned corrals. Were there other kind of...
Studebaker wagons.
Studebaker wagons. Okay. Were there other kind of animal pens on the ranch besides corrals?
Pig pens. We always had the pigs.
Okay.
Shut up.
Okay. Did you have any chickens?
Yes. We always had chickens.
Okay. And the place where the chickens roosted is called?
The hen house or the chicken house.
Okay.
The nests.
Would have ever used the word COOP?
Coop. We didn't use that too much.
Hmm.
Okay. Usually the chicken house or the hen house.
Okay. And the thing you feed hogs out of is called?
Trough.
Okay. And if you had more than one, it would be?
Troughs.
Okay. Great.